We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It doesn't feel like there's any urgency with this team right now.
Correct.
Obviously, you played the bit from Tuca. And I'm thinking, my feeling is that they're a good team, no doubt. But we're playing in a bubble. There's no crowds. Everything like that. I think they play off a lot of momentum from crowds. I think they feed off that. And where that's not going to be there, I don't think that they're going to have as much success. I don't think they're going to be ready to fight through that adversity and stuff. And some of these guys, it just seems like they're not taking it real serious. I mean, it's kind of like us taking Shime's karaoke career seriously.
Oh, that's a cheap shot.
How you get hung up on.
Phil, I needed oven mitts to turn down the knobs the other day when he was rocking the Creedence Clearwater Revival.
It was
Revival.
So hot.
That was fire. That was. You should not hear a 46-year-old man ever say that was straight fire. But I'm going to tell you what, Shime. John Fogerty was smiling.
I feel like that call had nothing to do with the Bruins. I feel like that was just to come on and take a shot at
Shime. He literally just wanted to set up everything so he could come and take a shot at
both. Fogerty smiled down from heaven when he saw that.
Yep.
I did.
That's why I said somewhere he's smiling. It turns out it was beyond the grave, but that's fine.
I did agree with his Bruins takes, though. Not the Shime karaoke takes, but the Bruins takes I agree with. You know, there's no sense of urgency. Now, I feel better after the second and third period than I did after the first game and the first period yesterday, but it's a good point, too, about the fans. You know, if you're kind of lethargic, but then the fans are going so crazy at the Garden, like it's hard not to, you know, snap out of it a little bit. But now you don't have that. And I know neither team has that, but if you're the Bruins and you're kind of relying on it, well, it's not going to be there.
Yeah, but home ice didn't matter that much. They went 1-3 against the Blues last year.
Good point. Game 7 right here. So
there was no more fired up a crowd than there was for Game 7. I was down there actually.
Brag.
I was down there shooting a video for our friend who we're going to talk to at 11:30 today for the Lord Hobo Brewing Company.
How about that? A little beer talk.
Yeah, a little beer talk and a nice little interview plug. and that crowd was fired up,
yeah,
Rich. The causeway was as electric as any place I've ever done fan on the street work.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter about the home crowd. And to Phil's point, I'll ask this. Okay, how about all the other teams that are in the bubble? Boy, Philadelphia sure doesn't seem to need their crowd. They had piss and vinegar in their skates when the Bruins had lead and cement in theirs.
Carolina's been fired
Tampa
up.
Looks
they just
fired
ripped
up.
Off three wins. Yep. Yeah, you're right. Adam's in the car on the Celtics. What's up, Adam?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I just wanted to talk about the Celtics real quick and their strategy, especially against Philly or Milwaukee, especially in the playoffs. And 50, I hear your concern about the bigs, but I really think they're just going to go big by committee and just have them just hack the crap out of Giannis and Embiid, just get them frustrated, and just let all the other, you know, stooges that they have try and beat them. Like, unless Simmons gets a triple-double, I don't see how Philly could beat us, you know?
Yeah, and he's hurt now, too. We'll see what happens with him. But, they struggled. Now, the last time they played Philly, they got a win. But they went, 1-3 in the regular season against Philly? And, we talked about Time Lord early on. But between Cantor, Time Lord, Tice, maybe Grant Williams. I mean, that's a bunch of fouls on Embiid. And that's you're just going to have to frustrate him, hack him. But the Sixers are a big team even outside of Embiid.
Sure.
That starting lineup's enormous. Right. I don't think there's a bigger starting lineup in the league, except for what the Nuggets trotted out the other night with Bol Bol and that whole group.
But massive lineup that they
like
trotted
all out. 7-footers.
But this is interesting because the Celtics just got a peek the other night at this guy, and he was probably the best matchup all season on Giannis. The Adebayo, the guy on Miami. Bam Adebayo.
Yeah.
He was in Giannis's business and played him tough all season long.
Mm-hmm.
So if they got a look at that and then turned around and said, you know what? We have to just get Time Lord up to Bam speed. If we can get a little bit of that out of him,
leap.
I would completely use, like you just said, a rotation of big guys to play hack-a-shack and just frustrate Embiid. Where would you rather see Embiid? You know, pivoting for a 7-foot bank shot or a junior hook or or dunking on you or at the line 20
free
times.
Free the line all the time. And it kind of like it takes away from the game, like the whole hack a shack crap. But you know what? Sometimes it works.
Here's me not caring.
Sometimes it works. Get the ugly win. I don't care. So we have a Lou Williams update, Mr. Magic City himself.
Ooh.
So we'll get to that. Your phone calls too on the Celtics, Bruins, and the NFL opt-out date is today at 4 o'clock for players to say they're not playing this season. 617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keefe with Fitzy, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
So it looks like we might have some updated information. So let's go to Chris Scheim in the news desk as it relates to John Fogerty.
John Fogerty is actually alive and well at the age of 75.
How about that? Anderson was ready to pronounce some
death. Show me evidence.
Yeah, well,
Wikipedia page.
Show me the tape.
Yeah, it's on Wikipedia. It's on the internet, Anderson. Yeah. By the way,
and the text line is lighting you up.
Check out his Twitch stream. You can probably find him every night.
Apparently, he's been rocking around with his family during the quarantine.
Right. I'm sure he totally.
He's been rocking around?
Yeah, like they've been playing a lot of music.
Oh, there you go.
Literally rocking out.
I didn't know either way, but John seems so confident in it that I was like, yeah, he must be gone. He's no longer with us.
I 100% knew he wasn't dead, and yet I bought into your complete fake news.
You two took it at face value. I looked you both in the eye waiting for you guys to be like, no, he's not dead. And you both were just like, yep.
Why would I know?
We buried him.
I don't keep up to date with all these old rock stars.
This is a system of trust here.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just ruined
it. And you blew it.
And John broke it. Go to your timeout corner.
And now we have people that you know, we're driving around. Maybe they got to their place of destination about 5 minutes ago. They turn the show off. They walk in and go, here, John Fogerty died?
Yeah.
And now it's just spreading across. Yeah, like
any
the coronavirus spreading.
How many people John? Had to safely and gently get up out of their chairs? They were ready to watch The Price is Right and be like, oh, God, now I got to get up and call Harold. Fogerty's dead.
You hear about Fogerty? Yeah. John Anderson said dead.
Yeah. Where it came from, John Anderson. So obviously, he's my number one source of reliable news.
You're gonna break out my CCR Greatest Hits vinyl.
You know what's legit?
By the way, I burned through that. I listened to that album so much in high school and early college.
Such a great album.
It's an absolute. Where's Creedence rank for you? All time great American rock band.
69.
Great.
Yeah.
69th.
Nice. 69th best.
Yeah. 69th best.
Best.
Well, you're no fortunate son to me.
Well, I have there's a lot of good bands, Fitzy. Yeah,
I know there's a lot of good. 69?
I also include artists, too, just like, you know, big time artists. It's like
Hootie. Who's
Hootie? Big Hootie guy? Did you follow him into his country career?
No, that's where I said, I'm done with you. I'm out.
Keith draws the line at country music.
Just like Sugar Ray used to be a metal band, and then they were like, oh, we're going to do just pop hits. And I'm like, you know what, guys? Mm-hmm. I'm all set.
Right.
I'm not going to go that way. I'm not going to follow you there.
I'm sorry.
Sugar Ray, though? Sure.
I didn't see you in the Smash Mouth forum recently.
Oh, actually, I have an update on Smash Mouth later on in the program.
Keith loved the lead singer of Smash Mouth's solo rap career before they were Smash Mouth.
I like that. Smash Mouth's very aggressive on Twitter. You notice they're always getting into tweet beefs like all the time? The Smash Mouth Twitter account, verified account, they're always chiming in, squawking at people.
I loved Smash Mouth in my youth.
I can imagine.
Why are they angry? They got Shrek money. Their music was used
Shrek
in the Shrek
money.
Movies.
Yeah,
those drops alone get you hundreds of thousands.
I actually know exactly when this started. It was Pearl Harbor Day in like 2016. Smash Mouth put out a thing that was it was a thing for Pearl Harbor Day, and it had Smash Mouth logos all in the background of it. And
I can't believe a word you said.
I'm dead serious.
This sounds like
you've
a made up
lost
story.
All of your Creedence Clearwater credibility today by saying John Fogerty was dead.
This sounds like you're just making
something
up.
No, but then shortly thereafter, when Carrie Fisher died, they did the same thing. It was like rest in peace, Princess Leia, and it was her with a gun. It was all Smash Mouth logos.
Why would they use American tragedies and misfortune as a branding opportunity?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
They're like, well, if you guys are going to use this same logo, we want to make sure our stuff is branded on there.
Let's just make sure we find a way to Photoshop us into this person's loss.
They just want to play All Star at every event ever.
Well, it was a popular song.
Is there a bad time of day for All Star?
No, it gets you in
that catchy little hook.
Any time
in the right
day.
Mood. We have a Lou Williams update. So Lou Williams, of course, one of the best players off the bench in the NBA for the LA Clippers, big time scorer, mm-hmm. and he left the bubble. He had a family emergency.
Right.
But he was also hungry, so he went to Magic City in Atlanta. We've talked about it a lot over the last couple of weeks. He got the wings,
mm-hmm.
but they're named after him. So I was kind of giving him the benefit of the doubt. But then it also came out, he got kind of snitched out, that he also got a few dances.
Oh.
Now, they were socially distanced dances. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you feel about that.
Now, if you call ahead and there's a run on wings, then you're going to have to go there. Are you going to sit out in the parking lot and wait for 20 minutes and, you know, like,
no.
check Twitter? Or are you just going to go inside and play some games? Or like, get a glass of milk?
Help the economy a little bit. I don't know if they have milk there, but they must. And so he got a few dances from a few ladies, but now he has spoken once again.
In hindsight, I think as far as a public safety issue goes, I probably could have made a better quality decision. I was a little naive in that aspect. I went somewhere after a viewing of somebody I considered a mentor, somebody that I looked up to, first black man that I've seen with legal money in my life. And the funeral home was a couple blocks away from one of my favorite restaurants. It's been documented how much I talk about this place, how much I eat there. And so I just did something that was routine for me. I frequent that place at that time of day, 5:30, 6 o'clock in the afternoon. At the time, I thought I was making a responsible decision. After looking back on it, you know, with everything going on in the world and the pandemic, maybe it wasn't the best quality decision. So, you know, I chalk it up as that. Take my L and keep moving.
He's taking his L, keep moving.
Who among us has that not happened to?
Pretty good.
Right? One of his favorite restaurants?
Well, to him, it's a restaurant. Well, yeah, they have a pretty nice menu.
The wings are banging down there, Sean.
People like the wings.
Yeah, I understand that, but it's more of an establishment than it is
I would probably
restaurant.
Call it an establishment as well, yes. But that's what you got.
And what are you supposed to do? The man is obviously grieving. Yes. He came from a viewing. It was obviously someone who was a mentor, taught him how to make money and
they
handle himself.
They say funerals are a natural aphrodisiac. Something to consider.
Who's the they in that scenario?
I read it online.
By the way, we have an important update, John Anderson. I found this on Twitter.
John Fogerty
from
alive.
Reliable. Nope, John Fogerty actually is not alive. He was killed by Marty Jannetty.
Actually, we have a Marty Jannetty update for later in the program. We really do. Marty Jannetty took the internet by storm yesterday. We do have an update to that. But it is also the opt-out deadline for NFL players today. And there is one huge name in the NFL that is considering opting out. And as Fitzy alluded to earlier, could sway the AFC East. We'll get to all of that. It is Dale and Keith with Fitzy, Sports Radio WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.